Daf Mem Zayin, a few sponsors for today. We have the Felder family sponsoring for children, grandchildren, and a grandparent, or parents, grandparents, a combination of the family members. Dr. Eli Fien from Atlanta reached out to me to sponsor for his father's birthday, and Alex Shulman, Refuah Shleima, for Pinchas Ben Tova. So today's Daf again, Daf Mem Zayin. To the very, very top, we're talking about what the practice should be on Shmi Atzeres in terms of sitting in the Sukkah, in terms of saying the Brach and Chutz La'aretz, since it's a Safek Shvi'i, Safek Shemini. So we last left off trying to explain about Chlokas in terms of the bracha. Let's just go back again. Actually, let's take it from Mem Vav Amud Beis to have the flow a little bit nicer. The Gemara says last four lines of Mem Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Shemini Safek Shvi'i. Shvi'i l'sukkah u'shmini l'bracha, which means we view this as the Shvi'i, the eighth day, Shmi Atzeres. We view it as Shvi'i in terms of sukkah, in that you should sit in the sukkah, but Shmini in terms of the bracha, that you should not say the bracha. And Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Omer Shmini l'zeh u'lazeh, which means you don't sit either. Both in terms of the bracha and in terms of sitting, you don't do that in Shmi Atzeres. So the Gemara explains that Mesiv Chliyama lo pligi diyasvin. Everybody agrees you actually would sit in the sukkah on Shmi Atzeres and Chutzlarts. Ki pligi, when do they argue in terms of lebrucha, in terms of saying the bracha? The man damer shvi lasukka bruche nami mevarchinan. You would say the bracha as well, according to that man damar, but the man damer shmini lazeu lazeh, namely, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the din is bruchei lo mevarchinan. You don't say the bracha at all. So the Gemara continues on this topic. Amar Rav Yosef, nakad Rabbi Yochanan biyadcha. You should hold on to the position of Rabbi Yochanan in your hand. The Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol gedolei hador ikloi besukka b'shmini safek shmi. One time they visited on Shmi Atzeres. And Mesiv Hava Yasu Bruchei Lo Barchinam. They sat in the sukkah, but they did not say the bracha. So even though Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who paskin, there's no bracha. So that's exactly how the practice of Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all Kol Gedolei Hador paskin not to say bracha. So the Gemara responds back a very interesting explanation here. The Gemara says, "Veduma Svir Hu Kiman De Amar Kaven Shibirich Yom Tov Rishon Shuv Einu Mevarach." Maybe that what happened was, they hold like another opinion we saw yesterday, that once you say one bracha on the first day of Sukkot, that bracha lasts for the entire 7 and 8 days of Sukkot and Chutz La'aretz. So that's why they didn't say a bracha. But maybe had they just showed up for the first day, they missed all 7 days of Sukkot, and this was the first time they were sitting in the sukkah, maybe Taka they would have said a bracha. So maybe that's the case, the Gemara says. So that's why they didn't say a bracha. But since we paskin that there's a bracha every single day in Sukkot, so we would paskin there should be a bracha on Shmi Atzeres as well. So there's no rye from what they did. So Gemara says no. Gemiri, we have a tradition. Demei Afer Asu, they came from the Afer. What does that mean, they came from the Afer? So look at Rashi explains here. Rashi says, Gemiri, four lines down from the top here. Gemiri, Demei Afer Ka'asu, the Manati Merabosa, we have a tradition from our rabbis that this Maisa of Rav Huna Bar Bizna coming, Shehein Bo Min Ha'Afer, they're coming from outside somewhere, they were the Behemosan Rosh Sham, where the animals grazed, they were there for all 7 days. V'lo yashu v'sukkah koy miachag. They missed all of sukkahs this year. They didn't sit in the sukkah. This is the first time they sat in the sukkah on Shmi Atzeres, and they did not say a bracha. So you see from here, this raya, that one does not say a bracha on Shmi Atzeres. So Gemara now has an ikad amri. Bruchi kuyama lo pligi de la bar mvachinam. Nope. Everybody agrees there's certainly no bracha at all. Why is there no bracha? There are a number of reasons why. It looks like Baal Tosef, it's a bracha, it's a Sadek bracha Slahakel, different reasons why there's no bracha. But everybody agrees there's no bracha on Shmi Atzeres. The Shaila is, Ki pligi l'meisav, whether you sit in the sukkah on Shmi Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. The man that damar shiva l'sukkah, the one who held that Shmi Atzeres is viewed as day 7 in terms of sukkah, meisav yasvinan. You sit in the sukkah, no bracha. Ulman damar shmi lazeh lazeh. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's 8th day in terms of every halacha, Mesiv Nami Lo Yasvina. Not only do you not say a bracha, but you also don't sit in the sukkah. That's the machlokas now. So how do we paskin? So Amar of Yosef, Noket Rabbi Yochanan Biyadcha, Demari Shmaisa, that you should hold on to Rabbi Yochanan's position that you don't say a bracha, nor do you even sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Mani, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Ubishmini Safek Shvi the Bar Misukkah Yasif. So he says that the 8th day, which is Safek Sukkah, you should be sitting outside the Sukkah. So we have a clear statement that Rabbi Huda Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmi Atzeres. So there's a big machlok, what to do? Ikadamri, there's Rabbi Yochanan, there's Rabbi Huda Bar Bizna. What do you do? Bottom line, halacha maisa, what do you do Shmi Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz? And the Gemara is clear as day. The practice is to sit in the sukkah on Shmirat Teres and Chutzars, but not to say a bracha. Now, this, of course, poses a big shaila. Those who come from Chassidisha families, from the Baal Shem Tov, they oftentimes do not sit in the sukkah. So what's pshat? The Gemara clearly says one should sit in the sukkah. They go against the Mefurish Gemara. Shulchan Aruch brings this down as well. Halacha l'maaseh, you should sit in the sukkah, not say the bracha. What's pshat? So one pshat, there are two pshatim here. One pshat is the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes here says, and he says he's saying this simply to Milamid Zechus and why they don't sit in the sukkah. He says because when the Gemara says you could sit in the sukkah not to say bracha, it doesn't say that you must sit in the sukkah. He's saying that you're allowed to sit in the sukkah. That's not a violation about Tosef if one decides to sit in the sukkah, but not to say that there's a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. It's an option to sit in the sukkah. So they opted not to sit in the sukkah, and there's no violation. It doesn't go against the Gemara, but he does concede that this is simply the melamed zechus on what the practice of not sitting the sukkah is. Now, Tosef in the top here, and the Rush who elaborates, has a different approach as to why you don't have to sit in the sukkah necessarily on Shmiat Teres. So Tosus in the top here writes, Mesiv Kuliyama lo pligi di asvin. And everybody agrees you don't sit in the sukkah. He says, Belulav lo ratu lasakin klal. How come, just like by sukkah, they had a discussion about sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. Why wasn't there a discussion of shaking the lulav on the eighth day? So it says Tosos, because she lenu halulav misafik lefishu yamtif, umuksa latiltul, uminkla milsa shenoigba minekhal. Because really, the lulav is a muksa item. There's a special hetter to take in a yantif of sukkah because that's the mitzvah. But there's possibly no mitzvah on Shmiat Teres, so to take that which is muksa would be inappropriate. Aval sukkah, but it's not such a stira. To have a lulav on Shmiat Teres could be a stira to the entire day. To take a plant and start shaking it, that's a stira to Shmiat Teres. But sitting in a sukkah is not a stira to Shmiat Teres. Why not? Aval sukkah pa'amim shesukosu areva alava, ochaba fil b'yamtav. Sometimes it's a nice day out, you want to sit outside. To sit outside on the porch in a nice little overhang, that's a nice thing, that's explainable, that's understandable, so that's why it's not a stira. So the Rush takes his shita and toes and says, but if it's a cold day, if it's a windy day, if it's a rainy day, it's a whatever, it's a very hot day, if it's uncomfortable, then a person should not sit in the sukkah. So we know in Europe where it was very, very cold, oftentimes it was very uncomfortable to sit in the sukkah. So it would be a stira to sit in the sukkah when it's freezing cold on Shmiat Teres, it would be inappropriate. And that's where the practice comes from based on this Tosfos and the Rush. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara now says halfway down the Amud. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Omrim zman b'shmini shel chag, you say a new zman, which means a shechayanu, we say on Shmini Atzeres, v'ein omrim zman b'shvi shel Pesach, as opposed to the seventh day of Pesach, even though they're both a yomtiv, and every other yomtiv we say a shechayanu. The only yomtiv we don't say shechayanu is shvi shel Pesach. So why? What's the difference between Shmini shel chag, where we do say a shechayanu, and shvi shel Pesach we don't? So Amr Rabbi Levi bar Chama, v'isem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, teda. I bring you the proof. Sharei cholok begimel dvarim the Shmiat Teres differs from the seven previous days in three respects. The sukkah, there's no sukkah in Shmiat Teres. Vululav, there's no lulav either, and there's no nisach hamayim either. Nisach hamayim is only 7 days according to this opinion, not the 8th day. So since there's a big distinction between Shmiat Teres and the seven previous days, it's a whole new yomtiv. Yes, it comes after sukkahs, but it's a whole new yomtiv. The whole nature is different. Now, the Achorim asked the question, there's another difference that the Gemara did mention, Arava. Why did it mention what you...
Also Korbanos.
Well, again, the Gemara is going to address Korbanos. There are Korbanos, but different Korbanos. The Gemara is going to address it. So there's no Arava at all on the Shmiat Teres. Why didn't the Gemara list that as a fourth difference of no Arava? So the Arach Linares, no, the Sfas Emet, the Rashash rather, says, because that was included when it said Lulav, Lulav included Lulav and Arava. Even though Arava wasn't part of the Lulav itself, it was included in that difference. Either way, there are three differences, which highlights how Shmiat Teres is a unique Yantif and deserves its own Shech Yanu. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Beluga Hayam Menasech Kol Shmona, he felt Nisach HaMayim would take place all 8 days, even Shmiat Teres. So for him, there are only two differences. Fine. Harei Chalak Bebeis Dvarim. Either way, that's enough of a reason to explain that Shmiat Teres is a unique Yantif and deserves its own Shech Yanu. So now the Gemara says, Ihachiv, the whole reason why Shmiat Teres has a new Shech Yanu because it's different. Shvisha Pesach also has differences. Shvisha Pesach, Nami, Harei Chalak Beachilas Matzah. There's a difference of the requirement, the obligation to eat matzah. Damar Mar, Laila Rishona Chova, the first night of Sukkah, or Pesach rather, the first night of Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah. Mikan ve'elach rishus. The rest of the Pesach, you don't have to get. You don't have to eat matzah if you don't want. You can just eat not don't eat chametz, obviously, but you could have potatoes the rest of the time and you'd be fine. There's no obligation to have matzah. So there's a big difference between the Shvisha Pesach and the Yantav Rishon Shal Pesach. So shouldn't that be a difference that would also warrant a new Shehachiyanu? And so Gemara explained, Hachiyasha, let's take a step back and understand this for a moment. Hasam, over there by Pesach, Milayla Chalak Miyom Einu Chalak. The first night is Chayv in Matzah. The first day of Yantav Rishon, there's no Chiyipti Matzah the first day. So it's the difference is not so great. Even Yom Tov Rishon itself, it's a reshus by the daytime. However, here Hacha by Sukkah, Afil Miyom Nami Chalak, the first night and first day, there's a requirement of Nisach Hamayim and Lulav and Sukkah. All that, the whole day is different of day one than the day eight of Shmi Atzeres, and therefore it deserves a separate Yom Tov, a separate Shachianu, as opposed to again the first night of Pesach. But the first day of Pesach is just like the last day of Pesach and not a separate Yom Tov. So the Gemara then says a few other reasons how we see the differences between Shmi Atzeres and Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos. Ravina explains, Ravina Amar, Zeh Chalak Mishlefanav V'zeh Chalak Mishlefanav. That Ravina says, Shmi Atzeres is different than the day before. Hoshan Rabbah and Chol Moed, it's all a continuation of the 7 days of Sukkos. It differs between the day before him. But Pesach is only different, Shvisha Pesach is different than the day 7 days earlier. The first night of Yom Tov is so far away from Shvisha Pesach, the timing of the difference is a big chilek. Fine, that's his explanation why it's different. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, Zeh chalak mishilafanav, shmini chalak miyom esmal. From the day before, and it's very different, and it's like a sudden stop, a sudden change of motion, so it's a new Yom Tov. But Shvi Eino Chalak Ela Min HaRishon. It's only different from day one, but identical to day two, and to day three, and day four, day five, day six, which indicates it's not really such a different Yom Tov, and therefore there's no Shehachiyan. Comes along, the Gemara now explains, according to Amra Papa, Hacha Ksiv Par, Hasam Ksiv Parim. So Rashi explains, if you look inside Rashi, Rashi says, Hacha Ksiv Par, Hasam Ksiv Parim, Ko Yimei HaChag, Kraven Parim. This is what Ricky is pointing out. Harbe, there are many cows that are brought every single day of Sukkos. There are different amounts, but the number of cows are brought every day of Sukkos. Umismatin v'holchin echad liyom ad yom shvi. So we start with, I think, what was it, 11 the first day? 14 the first day? 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. And then by the time we get to Shmi Atzeres, there's only one cow you bring. So we see Nimsa says Rashi, the end of this Rashi, Nimsa she'enu misader shar, misader shar yomim, she'yalo lahakir bo shisha. According to this Seder, Shmi Atzeres should really have six cows. You start with 14, you go down to six. But Shmi Atzeres says there's only par, one cow that tells us it's not part of the Seder of Sukkos and therefore deserves a different Shechiyon. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says a different reason. Amar hacha ksiv bayom, Hasam Ksiv Uvayom. Every day of Sukkos in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, it says Uvayom. Uvayom, the Vav is connecting it to the previous day. Uvayom Sheni, Uvayom Shlishi, and so on. But by Shmi Atzeres, it does not have the letter Vav. It just says Bayom Hashmini, which indicates it's an independent day, and that's the reason why it has a different Shechiyanu. Ravashi has his final pshat. Ravashi says, Amar Hacha Ksiv Kimishpat, Hasam Ksiv Kimishpatam. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Bishvi, Ksiv b'misparam, kimishpatam, mashma, kimishpat kol karbanos shar yamin. The seventh day of Sukkot, Hoshan Rabbah, it says, misparam, all those counts, all the mishpatim of the previous days are all connected. Uber karbanos shemini, ksiv b'misparam, kimishpat. Asa mishpat chalak liasa, make this a independent, it's a singular mishpat, which again indicates it's a separate Yom Tov, and these are various reasons as to why Shmi Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, deserves a separate Shechiyanu, and Shvisha Pesach is not. So now the Gemara says, last eight lines of the Amud here. Lema, let's suggest, Misailei, the following is a support for this idea that you have to say a separate Shechiyanu on Shmi Atzeres. What's the support? Haparim ha'elim v'akvasim ma'akvin zed zeh. According to the first opinion, all the cows, all the rams, all the sheep that are brought are me'akev, the ones that are mentioned in the karbanos of a chag, of Sukkos. They're me'akev, if you're missing one of them, you can't be me'akev the other, you need all of them. That's the first opinion, that's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, parim ein me'akvin zedze, that the cows are actually not me'akev. How do you know? So it's an interesting raya here. He says, sharei mismatin v'holchen. From the fact that each day we bring 14 to 13 to 12 to 11, tells us the number is not that significant. And therefore, even if you're missing it entirely, it won't be ma'akev the other karbanos. So look at Rashi says, last three narrow lines in Rashi. Says Rashi, sharei mismatin miyom el yom. Each day we minimize, we decrease the number of cows on Sukkos. Ama lo kapit ole rachmano. We're not so makbid on the particular number. So even those that are mentioned for that day are not makiv. That was his understanding. So the response back to Behuda, says the Gemara, is Amru lo valo kul mismatin v'holchin b'shmini. So what do you mean? But b'shmi atzeres, we entirely bring the number down to one. Look at Rashi. Amru lo im mikana talamid afa elim hakfasim lo yakva. If you're going to learn from the cows, that just like the cows are mismait and therefore not ma'akev, so too the rams and the sheep are also not ma'akev. Sharei kulam mismatin b'shmini, because on shmi atzeres they all come down to just one ram. Just one sheep. The chol yimeachag elim shnayim v'kvasim yudalid u'bishmini ayl echad v'shivas kvasim. The number changes entirely. That's derived from the fact that shmi atzeres changes. So that tells us that it's the number is not ma'akev. So Gemara says, don't bring me a ride from the fact that shmi atzeres all the numbers suddenly change, because amar lehem shmini rego b'fnei atmahu. Don't bring me a shmi atzeres. Everything she said new yantif. Don't tell me that because the cows are different numbers on this day, and Shmi Atzeres has only one cow, and the rams are two during Sukkot, and there's only one ram on Shmi Atzeres. Don't bring me any rise, because Shmi Atzeres stands alone, it's independent, and it says, Shekashem, give you further rise, that's a different Yiragel B'fnei Atzmo. Because Shekashem Sheshivas Yimei Achag Te'unan Karban V'shir U'bracha V'lina. Just like the 7 days of Sukkot, it requires there's a different Seder of Karbanos, and there's a special shir the Levim would sing, and the bracha, unclear what the bracha means, a big machlok, the bracha means, maybe it could be referring to the special bracha in Haftorah, and lina that you have to slay over one night. The way it worked was, when you go to do alila regel, for each yantar, you had to stay overnight that night, sleep over. That was all for the first 7 days. So too, separately, af shmini, town carbon, has a different seder of carbonos. It's a different shir, the different bracha, and lina, you have to sleep over another night on Shmi Atzeres. So we see that's a separate yomtif on all these halachas. So now what's the raya? We didn't discuss Shechianu here. So Gemara says, what does it mean, my, going on to Amud Beis now, what does it mean, bracha? What's the bracha that's different by Shmi Atzeres? My lav, zman, meaning the new bracha that you need to say Shmi Atzeres is that there's a new Shechianu. So this is a raya, this back and forth between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma. The right is that you do say a separate Shechianu on Shmi Atzeres, like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan earlier. Where it says, lo. When the Gemara says that there's a separate bracha for Shmi Atzeres, it's referring to Birkas Hamazon and Tfila. Nothing to do with Zman, nothing to do with Shechianu. What does it mean, new benching, new Tfila? So Rashi explains two lines down near Birkas Hamazon, Dean Hashtam Minon Es Yom HaChagasuka Osazeh, in Yalav Yavo, both in Shmi Atzeres and benching. The Khan as Yom Shmini Chagatzer Sazeh. We know the different Gersals have to say Shmini Chagatzer Sazeh. But either way, we say a different insert in Yalav Yavo, both in Tefillah and benching, but nothing at all to do with Zman. There is no Rai here about Shechianu. And the Gemara explains Hachanami Mistav. It's also very sensible to say this, because Disakadaitach Zman, you thought that when the Gemara said Bracha, it was referring to the Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika. How could the Gemara say that you have Zman all 7 days of Sukkot? There's Shechianu all 7 days of Sukkot? No, only day one. But there's benching every day of Sukkot, and there's tefillah every single day of Sukkot. So bracha must be referring to tefillah and benching, not referring to Zman. Gemara says, "Hello, Kasher, that's not so problematic. We didn't say you have to say Shechianu on every single day of Sukkot. What it meant was Dilo Baruch Ha'inna v'Baruch L'Machar Hol Yom Acharina. What it means is, if you didn't have a chance to say Shechianu night one, you forgot to say Shechianu, you can make up the Shechianu any other day of Sukkot. That's what it means." So Gemara says, "Okay, so you can make up Shechianu any day of Sukkot. So maybe it could still mean Zman if you want. Mikomakom b'kos ba'inan. But you have to say Shechianu over kos." So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi three lines from the top here, Mikomakom heichem eshkaches lazman b'chol shemoid. How are you able to say a Shechianu on Chol HaMoed? V'afilu lo baruch yom makam. Even if you didn't say a Shechianu on the first day of Sukkot, haba'ina kosh yain. You need to say it over Kiddush. Vein yain matzul l'chol adam b'chol shemoid. Not everybody's zochah to have wine during Chol HaMoed. So how do you say a Shechianu if there's no wine? So that's a kasha. So Gemara says, no, not so problematic. Lema misayile the Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman, Zman Omra, Afil Bashuk. You don't need to have a kos. So you have to say a kos. If a guy is standing in the shuk, he remembers that he didn't say Shechianu, he could just say Shechianu in the middle of Chol HaMoed. He's on a Pesach trip, he's on a Sukkah ship, he's out to whoever, a great adventure. I didn't say Shechianu. He could say it right then and there without any kos. So who says you need a kos? So Gemara says, because di amris b'inan kos, kos koyoma mi'ika? Who has a kos every single day of Chol HaMoed, must be you don't need a kos, and you can still say Shechianu, and when it says bracha on Shvisha on 7 days of Sukkot, it can mean Zman, and no, not a stira to not having a kos. And Gemara says, who says that? maybe mi'ika dilma diklai lekos. Maybe you really do have to say it over lekos. But it's not so crazy to say a guy doesn't have wine during Chol HaMoed. Maybe it wasn't so common, but the din is, if you forgot to say she'achyanu, and you find yourself during Chol HaMoed, when you get a kosher yain, if you're zocha to, that's when you should say it. But if you don't have a kosher yain, ein echanami, you shouldn't say she'achyanu. So Gemara doesn't have a conclusion here about whether you should say it over the cup or not, but all we're pointing out here is, there is no raya from this Gemara that bracha necessarily means it's man or not. So now the Gemara says, back inside, Gemara says around 8 lines down from the top here. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini Taon Lina. Is it really true that Shmini Ataris requires Lina? So let's backtrack for a second, I just kind of glossed over it. So Rashi in the previous page just proved to us that you require, as I mentioned, that when it came to the mitzvah of a Lila Regel, every single yantif of the Shlosh Gom, you have to go to present yourself to Kaddish Baruch on Habayis, and you bring a carbon re'ir. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that Ufanisa Baboker V'alachta Lo'alecha. Ufanisa Baboker means you have to go over back in the morning. Meaning, don't go bring the yantif, bring the carbon, and leave that day. Bring the carbon, sleep over, and then go back the next morning at Chol HaMoed. That's what's called lina, to sleep over a night. So that's the din by Pesach, and we apply that to Sukkot as well. So how do you know you have to do that also by Shmini Atzeres, to stay over a second night as well Shmini Atzeres? In addition to the first night of Yantif, you also have to stay over the second night of Yantif, or the second night of Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara explains, V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini Taon Lina. Does he really require lina on Shmini Atzeres? V'atani, the Baraita says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin LePesach Sheni, She'enon Taon Lina. How do you know that Pesach Sheni doesn't require lina? Only Pesach Rishon does, but not Pesach Sheni. That you should wait till the morning till you go back home, sleep over one night in Yerushalayim. Uksiv, it says, Sheishes Yomim Tocha Matos. So it connects it to the Psukim of 6 days of Pesach. The Psukim are right next to each other. So Gemara is Medayik. That Shaton Shisha Tol Lina. That which requires the 6 days of celebrating of Pesach, that requires Lina. Et she'eino taon shisha, that which is not a 6 day celebration, namely Pesach Sheni, it's only a 1 day, eino taon lina, that doesn't require it. So Rashi just explained here, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, there's no radiantif. The only din is, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes here, where's that Rashi I'm looking for? Look at Rashi, Fanisa Baboke, around 5 or 6 narrow lines down in Rashi. V'samich lei sheishish yamim. Pesach Sheni eino asur b'chametz. It's not isur chametz. You could eat Pesach chametz and Pesach Sheni. Elishaton matzah lemitzvah. You have to eat matzah on that day, in addition to the carbon Pesach Sheni. The ochama chametz miyari, eat chametz the very next second afterwards. There's no 6 day celebration of Pesach Sheni. So only a 6 day celebration requires a lina, not a 1 day celebration. So Gemara says, Lemute Mai, is not coming also La Lemute Nami Shmini Shachag, in addition to Pesach Sheni, not requiring Lina, because it's only 1 day. Shmini Atzeres also is only 1 day. It shouldn't require Lina either. So how could it be who to say that you require Lina for Shmini Atzeres, which is only a 1 day celebration? Gemara says, no. Lo, Lemute Pesach Sheni. It's only coming to exude Pesach Sheni, and that's it. The Kavasa, that's similar to Pesach Rishon. I mean, the Pasuk says Pesach Rishon requires Lina, and Pesach Sheni does not require lina, but it's not excluding any additional yomtivs, no additional mitzvahs. And Hachnavi Mesavar, we're going to bring a raya for this. The Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere includes lina to another mitzvah. This week's Parsha's Kitzavo, we're going to learn about the halachas, the mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim does not have a 6 day celebration of yomtiv at all. Yet we're about to see that Rabbi Yehuda required lina for Bikurim. So just like he required lina for Bikurim, it's not so crazy for him to require lina by Shmini Atzeres either, even though it's only 1 day. The only one case that Rabbi Yehuda excludes is Pesach Sheni. That doesn't require lina, but Pesach Rishon does, and Shmini Atzeres does, and even Bikurim requires it as well. So let's see the raya that Bikurim requires lina. So Gemara says, Hachanami Mestar, it's also logical to say this, that he includes again Shmini Atzeres to lina. The Mishnah tells us, Masech is Bikurim, the second parak. Ha Bikurim Teunin Karbon. You have to bring a karbon to accompany the Bikurim. Vishir, you need to sing a shir with it. Utnufa, you need to wave the Bikurim. Relina, you need to sleep over. So man shmasek damar tenufa. Who is the one who requires tenufa? We're going to prove it's Rabbi Yehudi. So he must be the author of the Mishnah that required tenufa in this Mishnah. And he also says lina. So we see Rabbi Yehudi requires lina by Bikurim. So he must also require it by Shmini Atzeres. So how do we see that Rabbi Yehudi requires tenufa by Bikurim, that you have to wave the Bikurim? The Tanya, the Baraita, says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'nachto zu tenufa, when he plays it down, that refers to waving. Now, ata omer zu tenufa, you think tenufa, that hanachto means to wave it. Oh, einu ela hanachamamish, maybe it means just to place it right next to Mizbeach, That's what anachta means, which is the literal understanding. No, because kishu omer v'hinicho, it says hinicho twice in the pasuk. Rei told us v'hinicho. Hinicho hare hanacha amur. So why repeat hanachto a second time? Ha ma'ani mekayim v'hanachto, zu tenufa. That you have to wave, you have to shake it up and down, left and right, forward and backwards. That's a tenufa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So just like Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the tenufa in the Mishnah, he also said lina, because it said bikurim tunim karbon, v'shir, u tenufa v'lina. So there we have the raya. Mar says, how do you know that? Rabbi Yehuda is not the only one who requires tenufa. The Dilma Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakovi, the Tanya, v'lokach hakorin hatena. He takes the basket, miyadcha, from your hand, the one who brings, the farmer who brings the basket of bikurim, limeid al bikurim, shetunan tenufa, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you have to take it and wave it together. Well, how does he know this? Based on what, where in the pasuk does it say tenufa? So my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, osi yad yad mishlamim, it says, miyadcha, with a gzer sheva yad from bikurim, and yad by shlamim, ksiv hacha v'lakach hakoin atena miyadcha, uksiv hasam yadav tivyanu esi she'ashem, and shlamim, it's the first pasuk you need to Tenufa. Ma kan kohen, af lahalan kohen. Ma lahalan bailim, af kan bailim. So the kohen has to hold it, the baal has to hold it. How do you do it? Ha ketad, kohen miniach yodo tachas yad bailim. But main if the baal holds the carbon underneath it, the shlamim, and the kohen puts his hand underneath it, and they wave it together. So just like this tenufa by shlamim, so there's a tenufa by bikurim, and maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the one who requires tenufa, and not necessarily Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda requires lina by bikurim, and then by extension, we don't have a raya either that he requires it by Shmiat Teres. Now, although he said it, we just don't have a raya. It's not a question, per se, we just don't have a proof for this din. Let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara then says, my havile, halach l'maisa, what's the bottom line? What are we paskin in terms of shechiyanu by Shmiat Teres? Do we say one or we do not say one? So Rav Nachman Amar, Omer Mizman, Bishmi Shachag, we do say one. And Rav Sheshis Amar, Ain Omer Mizman, Bishmi Shachag, we don't say one. The Hilchas of the Psak is Omer Mizman, Bishmi Shachag. We paskin that one does say Shechianu on Shmiat Teres, which is of course how we paskin. Again, the only yantav where we don't say Shechianu is Shisha Pesach. And the Gemara now brings a riot, Tani Kavasa, the Rav Nachman, the Brisa supports Rav Nachman, that you do say Zman, because the Gemara says that Shmini is a regular from the Asmo. It's an independent Yantif, Le'atmo, Le'inin, Pezer, Kashav, in terms of six different halachas. What are these six halachas? Pious from the Asmo, that Rashi explains here by the other days of Sukkot, there are no payasos on Sukkot. Everybody comes, and there's a whole mishmar how it works. When it comes to Shmini, Shmiat Teres, they would do a pious, they would do a lot to see which Kohen would get to do the Avodah. So it's different in terms of the pious. In terms of the Zman B'fnei Atzmo, there's a Shechianu, so clearly have it. One of the six different is a Zayin, which is Zman, a Shechianu. It's a regular B'fnei Atzmo, which means that you, according to Rashi's understanding, at least we'll take Rashi Pshat, there's a machlok is what this means here. Rashi says it means you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmiat Teres. And then Kuf is carbon B'fnei Atzmo, it's not part of the Seder Karbanos that we mentioned earlier. And Shin, the Shira, the B'fnei Atzmo, is a different song that's sung on Shmiat Teres. And finally, Bracha, B'fnei Atzmo, in terms of the Haftorah that's said, is different than the other Haftorahs on Sukkot. So let's quickly recap what we did, a lot we did today. So the Gemara said at the beginning, the daf we spoke about, whether you should sit and say Bracha and Shmiat Teres. The bottom line was that we sit in the Sukkah, Shmiat Teres, and Chutzaretz, but we don't say Bracha. Then we discussed that we say Shechianu on Shmiat Teres, but we don't say one on Shvi'isha Pesach, because Shmiat Teres differs from the previous 7 days of Sukkot in three regards, in terms of Sukkah, in terms of Lulav, in terms of Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda said Nisach HaMayim does exist in Shmiat Teres, so according to him that there are only two differences, and then we brought five them, shot them of how we know Shmiat Teres is different in the first days, Par versus Parim, Bayom versus Uvayom, Kimishpatim, different reasons. We try to bring a raya from the Gemara about the difference that Shmiat Teres is Bifnei Atzmo in terms of the bracha. Does bracha refer to Zman, or does bracha refer to Brichas HaMazon and Tefillah in terms of Yalla V'Yavo? And then the Gemara said about Shechianu, if you didn't say Shechianu day one, you can make it up during the 7 days in the Shuk. Question was whether you need a kos or not a kos. That was a back and forth debate. And then the Rabbi Yehuda, who required Lina by Shmiat Teres, we tried proving from the fact that he requires Lina by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. Must be that Bikurim, and must be that you don't require one by Shmiat Teres. But then we said, not true. Only Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina, but Shmiat Teres does require Lina, just like Bikurim. Bikurim requires Lina, even though it's not 6 days, so it's not a Chiddush either that Shmiat Teres should require Lina either, and that too wasn't so clear that he was the author. Maybe it's really Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who requires Tenufa. He is the author of Tenufa, because he has the Gzer Shava Yad Yad, and may not necessarily be Rabbi Yehuda. And finally, we paskin that we do in fact say Shechinu by Shmiat Teres, because the six differences of Shmiat Teres from the other days of Sukkot, and one of the six is Zayin, which stood for Zman of a Shechianu. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.